Welcome to Get Married, Stay Married. This is your host, Lady T.
And I'm your co-host, Pastor Randall Crawford. What up, y'all?
Hello.
Hey, you.
So this is a...
Hey, you.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, you.
Thank you.
I'm messing up. I'm slipping. All right. So this is a... It could be a very interesting topic here.
Interesting.
Love and politics.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Yeah, I didn't pick this one. But you know what?
I didn't either.
I think it's we're coming from an interesting place. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
It was our producer, Tajanae.
Oh my gosh. You're throwing our daughter under the bus. Mm-hmm. But listen, I have some stats for you. We're going the stat route. Listen. Very interesting. We live in a very interesting, and I'm just gonna keep using that word, interesting political climate. Over the last few years, it's been very interesting. Never seen in all the days of my life or yours.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Interesting. So, according to a Wakefield research study, it revealed that 29% of Americans viewed the political climate as a cause of tension between their partners.
That's a high number. I think that's a high number.
Yeah.
That's a high number. Yes. Because you got the people who don't even, they just vote none of the above. You have some people in this world that just do that. They don't vote for nobody, you know? And we have the right to vote. So I think you should vote. But there's some people who don't vote anything. And then you have this poll here, 29%. To me, that's a very high number.
Yes. So let's backtrack just a minute and say that we are not imposing our political views. We don't really rock with imposing political views in any way, shape, or form, especially being in the position that we're in, pastor, Christian, first lady. Yeah, we just don't. Lay person, you could probably have that conversation and no one will hold it to you. But
that's your business, baby. You can believe any way you want to believe.
But we are putting this disclaimer out that we are not swaying for one side or the other, not pushing you to have one political view over the other. We stand for King Jesus. Amen. So what this podcast is about is about the tension that could be caused from different views of politics, some of the stats, how you could overcome it, how you should approach it in dating. That's the position we are coming from, just to make it clear.
That's all.
Just to make it clear. All right. Let's make it clear. So let's talk about this Wakefield research study and the 29%, if I could talk today, we could have a podcast. Right. 29% of Americans viewed the political climate as a cause of tension between their partner. Yeah. So that means that, okay, I think I forgot one of my studies. Hold on. All right, let's backtrack. 30% of married couples belong to different political parties than their partner.
Right.
30%. So you have 100, and there's 30% of that group that belong to different political parties. Now, I personally, if you have the wherewithal to just, you know, live in a house and someone has very different views than you and you can raise a family and you can coexist, then more powers. Yeah, it's like, you allow people to be them.
Right.
I personally couldn't do it. We were very young and I didn't have a stance one way or the other. You didn't either.
No.
But even coming into our own, we are like-minded.
Yes.
So we have the same morals, views, and the same, I mean, we like most of the same shows. We're just very similar. And that's our story.
Yeah, that's our story because we are like-minded in the sense where we're Christ-minded.
Right.
Okay? So we get most all of our views from the Bible.
Hey, now.
And we just, we try to do what's right.
Exactly.
No matter what. So no matter what is going on in the political polls, we're still going to vote towards the side that's right. We're not letting you know what that is. But we're also, we just want you to know that we always go towards the side that we feel is geared more towards the Bible, what God says. That's our view.
Right. So the 30% of married couples that belong to different political parties and On top of that, listen, are you catching this? 30% belong to different parties, and then 29% said that it's a cause for tension. So it can is. We do some math?
Yeah, that's a lot.
30 minus 29 leaves 1%.
Right.
Where there is no tension. Mm-hmm. Because they're like, hey, you 1%. Do you. You do you, and I do me, and then we, you know, we're a happy family.
Yeah.
But the 29 out of the 30 are struggling.
Yeah.
They are struggling to maintain their, what they view as their own values, right? Mm-hmm. Their own systems that they've grown up with or mm-hmm. grown to become.
It's comical because when you sit back and you think about a bill that's about to pass and your partner don't want it to pass, and they're like, how could this bill pass? How could you believe and vote for this bill? How could you be like, yeah, bill, when this bill is full of this and full of that and full of this and full of that, the tension in the room is high.
Oh, no.
Extremely high. Extremely high. Just... You know? And then they're like, "What? Do you have any sound morals at all?" You know, it's absolutely
right.
Crazy.
So if you're already married, okay, and you have, there's a couple of different ways this game could have come about. When you were dating, so what had to happen is that you did not see this as a cause for trouble.
No, you didn't.
It could have been, it doesn't have to be a red flag. That's mm-hmm. what we're saying to you. It doesn't. You can coexist this way.
You can.
It's possible.
Yeah.
We're just saying personally that we just happen to be on the same page. You didn't think it was going to ever be a problem. Mm-hmm. So you said, you know what? You don't have to be the exact same as me. We can get married, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you do. And then life happens.
I'm staying married.
Yeah, so that's what we're trying. Get married.
Stay married.
Stay married. So then life happens, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Different things in your life causes you to think differently. Maybe you switch sides right. or whatever the case may be, and you guys are at odds. I've seen people get so, like, their blood pressure just, you can see it in their eyes.
Yeah, you remember the East Coast, West Coast beef and rap in the 90s.
Yes.
That's how it is in the house. The house is split down the middle.
Yes.
You know? One
Poor
was on
kids.
The West Coast, the other was on the East Coast.
Poor kids.
You know? And it's a problem. It's
yeah,
a
and
problem.
I know the people listening that are out of the country are like, no, that's crazy. We're telling you our business as Americans. You really are. Just hang with us for mm-hmm. a minute. You know? And we're trying to keep you married. That's right. The whole point here. So we're like, okay, what could you do differently? If you're already married, right? And it starts to get hot like mm-hmm. that. Now, what are we going to go back to? We're going to go back to the fact that this is a Christian podcast.
Right.
Right? And hopefully, if you are listening, you're not a Christian, you're thinking about converting.
Right.
Right?
Hopefully.
So, the base is the Bible.
Right.
Right? Our King is Jesus.
Right?
Right? And when a leader's in place, we just have to, what are you going to do about it? You can't, there's nothing you can do. You right. have to do what the Bible says yeah. to do, whether
obey
you
all the laws.
Whether you agree or not.
Obey all the laws.
So and mm-hmm. it's tough, and I get that.
Right.
But what do you suggest that couples do that already married? I'm gonna get into dating because there's some numbers here
right.
about the millennials. Like they are not.
They
listen,
tripping. They. They straightforward.
Yeah. So.
But I think that when you first start dating.
No, you're already married.
No, wait, I'm going to go back to the first start dating part. When you first start dating,
mm-hmm.
okay, it wasn't an issue. You
okay.
were young, you know, you in already love. Had your mind. You just focused on your career, trying to get established and stuff like that. You're in love, you're in lust, whatever you want to call it, right? Then you get married, you start to have kids, you start to get into your career, with your degree and stuff like that. You start making money, you start thinking about grown-up things. So therefore, people start approaching you and poaching you to bring you to this side
pick
or to
a
that
side.
Side. Yeah, pick a side.
What if I don't want to pick
right,
a side?
Right, then you still got to pick a side. But the problem is that may not be your wife's views or your husband's views, okay?
Right.
You're trying to mature into the place where you're becoming an adult.
Mm-hmm.
You can even have pressure from your family, your mom, your
oh,
dad, your aunt, your uncle, your
I
grandparents,
know.
So
much pressure
pushing you towards a side. You have to choose the proper side. Okay, you have to do that. But you cannot allow what you choose to become a problem in your marriage. It should be no tension at all. They can believe whatever they want to believe. Just because they vote for a law that you think is ludicrous, that you think is crazy, that you think is whatever, it doesn't make them It really doesn't make
No, I'm going to poke you right now. You know,
because you have to remember, that's still your wife or your husband.
No, okay? It is. But, if I can interject, if that's okay. Are we talking... Okay, you know what I feel? I feel like, because we've been approaching the grocery store, so we're trying to... I'm like, why did I leave the house? This is not what I want to do. Right. I want to talk about what I want to talk about when I want to talk about it. Not if I'm running to get a rotisserie chicken for the kids. Right. And you stop me for half an hour to discuss politics. That's just where we're at right now. Everybody's,
here, have a button.
Yeah, everybody's on edge. So I get that. But if it's driven by money, and a lot of times it is, and that's the part I don't like. I don't like the fact that if you're a Christian, you're making decisions on who you think should be in office based on money.
Right.
So you put the money, like, is this going to affect our bottom line? Is this going to affect my retirement? Is this going to affect my business? Right. Is this going to affect what I could do, this, that, and another?
My bottom line. My income tax. Am I going to get a break with taxes? Am I the whole nine yards?
So if you put money above morality, then I have a problem with that.
Remember your integrity.
Yeah. So I could see how, and you should let people do what they want to do, you know. But and then your spouse, you should let them be who they want to be.
And still love them.
But how do you handle, I'm asking you, how do you handle if you see that with them? It's like, why are you so focused on a tax break when there's some moral issues we should discuss? Because first of all, nobody's perfect. So if you understand, you know what, I think a quick history lesson on how bills are passed.
Yeah,
they give you 100 pages, they put the good stuff on top, and then they bury...
The dark stuff's at the bottom.
Exactly. So what... Now, come on. If you don't understand that, then you kind of look silly. You know what I mean? You look silly because it's hard to... It's like, well, how do I choose? Right. If that's the case, if they're burying things inside of a bill, it's like, well, how is it going to get passed?
Right.
You don't remember that class? Civics?
You scratch my back, I'll scratch
yours. Yeah, so that's the complicated part when it comes to politics. But how? I'm asking you, how do you... Like, if you see your spouse so driven by money... Mm-hmm. And their decisions are based on that. Because it may not be that. We're just focusing that for now. If it's money, and then you're like, well, hey, honey, what about this moral thing? This is horrid. We're Christians. We don't, you know, I don't agree with that. And he's like, he or she's like, I don't agree with it either. Right. But, you know, and then the tensions rise.
My whole thing is this. I like to, if I'm going to, like I said at the beginning of this thing, if I'm going to vote for someone, I need to see a biblical aspect a part of them. They need to have some biblical belief a part of them, some morals a part of them, because if it's hard to vote for someone, it's hard to vote for someone who has no morals, okay? Who has no morals. Now, I have a problem with either candidate that's running this year, okay? But my vote is my business. My wife's vote is her business. My children's vote is their business. It's like your vote is your business. You have to live with it. You have to live with it. And you should not cause any trouble or have any tension or feel any type of way towards your wife or your husband or even your children. Or even your children that live in the home with you, because it's your family and because it's their right to make that decision.
Touchy subject. So, if 29% of the Americans view the political climate as a cause of tension between their partner, and 11% of the Americans decide to end the romantic relationship over political differences. So now we're going into dating.
That's crazy.
So they're like, as they're dating, they start to talk about social issues, right?
Yep.
Which is, that's touchy. And it's so touchy because if race comes up and one person says the wrong thing, it's over. I can tell you that right now. If you mention the police and one person says the wrong thing, it's over.
If you say the wrong word, it's
if
over.
If you say the wrong candidate, it's over.
It's over.
It's over. And for good reasons on both sides. Right. And y'all want to be honest, because we're human beings and nobody's perfect.
Right.
So if you say the wrong thing, there's like super, super triggering words jokes, it's over when you're dating. Right. And you know what? They're like, they're saying to themselves, I know that I can't live with someone with this different view or morals. They view, and is that word subjective nowadays? Morals? Because it's like someone say, well, this person has morals, but then they allow XYZ, and this person has morals, but then they allow XYZ. It's like apples, oranges. I don't know what you're doing, how you're choosing one over the other in that sense.
Right.
So they say to themselves, what I feel is right and my morals and my views, I can't live with this person. Mm-hmm. I'm not marrying them. I'm quitting now. So that's what they're doing. They're quitting now. So the younger couples were most likely to break up over politics were 22% of millennials decided to call it quits.
That's a high number.
It is a high number.
That's a high number. It really is, because I think couples, whether they're just getting started or whether they're married for an extended period of time, I think that you should always look for wisdom and always look for guidance when it comes to the topic of politics, because you never really know. You never really know. You may not understand everything.
That's another good factor.
You may not understand everything. And you may have your person, your spouse, your husband or your wife fixed on, this is who they are. I did not know they were like this. This is ridiculous. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
What if you're missing facts? Yeah. And we are, because as the American public or any country that you live in, you only can tell the civilians so much, because we can only handle so much.
Right.
You know, you don't want to be having them live in fear or have us living in fear.
No.
So you're given limited information and knowledge to make a huge decision, right or wrong.
If we knew what was going on, we'd be running to the hills.
It's true. And that's why it's God's business to know all that's going on, right? It's tricky. That's a tough subject. And so what do you think about the millennials, like their mindset? They're like, I'm not even going.
I'm not tolerating it.
And honestly, I personally am attracted. I'm going to explain what I mean by this. Someone said, date your kind. And what I mean by that is not, I don't mean race. I don't mean, I definitely don't mean race. What I mean is like-mindedness in Christ. Meaning they don't have to like exactly the same movie. They don't have to like exactly, you know, going the same, doing the same, hobbies as you. That's not kind. What it means is like inside of their mind and their spirit and the soul, you guys have a similar base of morality and views on life.
Right.
And you look at life kind of the same way, but in a way God does a thing with marriage. Usually it's like, one gives a different view or perspective to
the other.
Yeah, it makes them better. No one's bringing anyone down. No. That's what I'm trying to say by kind. Understand what I'm saying.
The tension needs to stop.
Yeah.
It just needs to stop, because love is more important than politics.
But how can you overcome?
Wait, so I heard somebody say amen. All right.
Yes, harmony is good. Right. Yeah, we're trying to bring peace to this subject. Is tough. I was like, you really want to talk about this?
I do.
Because I don't. Let me tell you something. I know people that know that God is first, and that religion has its place, and it comes way down. It doesn't come. It's not first in their life. But then I also know people who it really looks like, if you let them talk for just an hour, that politics is their religion.
Yeah.
So then we have another problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because how is that? Do you understand? You know, that's a tough go.
It's very tough.
Yeah.
Because God, this is how, and you can put your life any way you want to, but as a Christian, I'm going to say it again, as a Christian.
All right.
God should always be first. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Okay? Then everything else. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Your wife, your kids, which is your family, okay? Your finances, okay? Everything else.
Right. I think that if we can give you any advice as far as the tension, it is to respect each other, respect. You're already in the marriage. So right. Think about that. Like, if you're dating and you choose to call it quits, we are not faulting any of these millennials. They're like, I know me. And right. I know that I cannot tolerate whatever you putting right. out. And I don't want to hear that. And I don't want to deal with it. Right. So, they're trying to protect their peace.
Right.
And I get that. You know, whatever. You're dating. So you have the luxury to do that. But yep. to married couples, listen up.
Don't get divorced.
This is a very high, have you gone outside? I don't know where you live, but there's certain towns or like where we live, and it's like people are, they're not riled up. No, it's not violent. What I'm saying is that they're waving their flag yeah. of who they, you know, care about and represent and think is best. And they have strong opinions about
strong
that.
Strong opinions.
Right? So if you have strong opinions, I can only imagine if their spouse wasn't on the same page. They probably wouldn't even want to sleep in the same bed.
Yeah,
crickets, because it's like
tough.
Now your intimacy yeah, all mixed up, all messed up, right?
Yeah, you're in trouble now.
Yes. So how could we bring the temperature down? It's like you need to open the Bible together and right. say, we have to remember that no matter what the outcome is, mm-hmm. We as a family, not me and you, but just if you're having this issue, do not live in fear.
Because
I think fear has a lot to do with it. It says here that most people fear. 90% of Americans fear that a victory by the opposing political party. So if they feel like the other person against who wins, who they don't agree with, will lead to lasting harm in the United States.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, so they're like, they're in fear.
This is the thing. This is the thing with me. And I'm going to go spiritual on you because mm-hmm. trust God. Trust
yes.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Trust, have faith. Have faith that everything is going to work out. All things work to the good for those who love God.
Amen.
Period. Hands Amen. Down. So if you believe that, know that you're protected by God. Know mm-hmm. that you don't have to fear what a political party's doing or anything like that. God got your back. He got your back. He's not going to allow you or this great country that we live in. Mm-hmm. This is the greatest country in the world. The greatest country in the world. He's not going to allow it. To go to dumps, even though it's pretty bad right now.
Yeah, it's
pretty
bad times. Right now. It's tough times.
It's very tough times right now. But God's in control. Yeah. And put your faith in God. Don't put your faith in any man or any woman.
Put Please
don't. Put your faith in God.
Yeah.
Pray. Pray for this great country. Pray for our government. Pray for the candidates that are running. Pray for all those people in the Senate and Congress. Pray for
house,
all the independents
all
in the House. Pray for everybody
mm-hmm.
because this whole country needs prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't live in a successful country without prayer.
That's true.
You just can't do it.
That's true.
Have faith and don't fight. Life's too short to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage is too good. Love is too good to lose. Because of politics.
Yeah. So with all those numbers, it's ending in divorce. And so here we are saying, okay, well, how could we put out some type of remedy towards that? And that, I feel like you summed it up. And I feel like if you put things in perspective, you understand that God is still on the throne.
Mm-hmm.
Even when times are tough, even when you are watching something on TV that is like, okay. Or you're hearing something that's right. like, okay,
right.
this we're getting close. Right. You know, this is not something I've seen in my lifetime.
Right.
Know that we should not operate out of fear. We should trust the Lord, like he said. And that politics is not your religion. It's something that we have the free will to do, you know, and to choose.
Thank God for
that. People, and for us, we are both African Americans, and we've gone through a lot to be able to vote.
I
and
am?
Then me, Lord, and then me, myself being a woman, you know, it's like double. People have gone through a lot for me to make that decision. So, you know, use your abilities to do what you feel is necessary.
Amen.
But don't do it without wisdom. Don't do it without prayer.
Right.
Don't do it with causing tension in your home to
no
the
reason.
Point where
There's
you're
no
going to
that.
Lose your marriage.
Right. There's no need for that. Love each other.
Yeah.
And trust God.
I think that there's some couples that are like, well, they're stubborn. They're not listening to my perspective on anything,
okay.
you know? And I know that as women, we always try to appeal to
the man.
Yeah.
But sometimes that's when you have to agree to disagree.
Okay.
You know, and keep the tension outside.
Mm-hmm.
Let it stay outside.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need that in your bed.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you're not doing what you're supposed to do in the bed. You're supposed to be starting a family.
What?
Right. You know what I mean? So if there's tension, there's a big pillow between you and your love, and it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
Okay. Yeah. We don't want... we know that sometimes divorce is inevitable, but I do not think that it should be over this political climate or the politics.
Because that's not even a reason God said you could get divorced.
Right. So, right. But I can see the hot, the screaming and the yelling and the opinions flying and stuff.
Listen, crack that dude up top of his head and say, shut up. We're going to work this out. It's just politics.
Just so you know, my husband... he loves the Flintstones, okay?
Yeah,
and when he was a child, he said that Fred taught him how to be a husband. So so when he makes comments like that...
Wilma would always crack Fred on top of the head with a cast iron pan.
Yeah.
Fred Flintstone, why are you coming in here late?
Mm-hmm. But Wilma... Bang! Right on top of the head.
So, you know, just we're not advocating for violence. He's just a child at heart.
Right.
And he's replaying cartoons over and over in his brain.
Over and over.
Okay, just so you know. So we wish you well, and we hope that in this political climate that you stay safe and you don't allow strong opinions to overtake you.
Right.
You stay in meditation and prayer and of soundness of mind.
Amen.
Knowing that the king is on the throne no matter what the outcome is.
What.
And we will see you or hear from you in our emails next time. I know they're going to come flooding in. Like, you know, you want us to take a stance, but we're not here to do that. We're here to keep you married.
That's it.
It's not about that.
That's it. That's all it's about. Marriage.
Yes, that's it.
Because that's what God's pleased with. Marriages.
Thank you for
good
listening.
Marriages.
To Get Married, Stay Married. Be well.
Peace. God bless.
God bless.